How are you?
Good morning, sir. Fine.
First on this task force, I had hoped that they wouldn't get into this thing at all and not even file a report and told them so, but their staff forced it, and there was a good deal of division. And what we hope will be is that we just turn it over to the next administration. That's as far as I can see on the airline thing. That's being circulated. We are going to act on that. Now, on these memos, I'm going to send them back. I haven't seen them. I told them I didn't want to go into them in detail because I don't want to be getting that stuff over here in the library, and people will be saying, you know, that we had special connections. And you give me a ring when you want to discuss something. And I understand both of those viewpoints, and I agree with you on one. I don't agree with you on the other. If there's any way we can decide, I think we ought to. We've been waiting 8 to 10 years, and there's a lot of problems in it. But I haven't seen or talked to anybody representing any airline at any time on this matter, and don't want to. I'd rather wait until the budget people and the transportation people and the state people and the others get their comments to us and look at them, and they'll be coming in pretty soon. But in any event, all the information you convey I have, and yeah. I think I'll send these back, and you get them out of your files too, so we don't have a lot of problems of some damn Nixon committee saying that we're showing any special attention to them.
Right. All right.
The Rostow thing, he just had some boys, I think, from Yale, and they just went berserk, it looked like to me.
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
I didn't wake you up, did I?
No, sir.
Okay. How you feeling?
I'm feeling fine. You working too hard?
No. I'm getting along pretty good. If we can get our budget down in half-decent shape, we got a lot of ugly problems. Everybody wants to increase, and of course, that throws us way up into the big figures, and I guess Nixon will cut them down and look good. I don't know. I'm trying to get them to stay at last year, but your power commission alone wants to jump from 13 to 17. Your equal employment commission wants to jump from 8 to 20-something. And every one of them, you know, so they got a big workload. Yeah. I guess they do have these problems, salaries going up. Damn budget looks like going to be 8 to 10 mandatory increases, and 185 already, so we're getting up close to. If you allow any other increases that are not mandatory, you're going to get in big trouble. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Just working?
Law, behaving, living quietly.
That's good.
Except I quit politics.
You have quit it?
Yes, sir, except for maybe trying to get Dean McCarthy out of the Senate. I think I've had it.
What's happening to your committee?
I don't think much. I think they're talking about whether O'Brien should stay or shouldn't stay, and whether they should organize the thing better and so forth. They owe a lot of money, as you know, $6 million, I think.
Who runs it? O'Brien?
O'Brien during the committee, pretty much, or during the campaign, yeah. Some talk about putting Bill Connell in second as a real Humphrey man, but I don't know what they're going to do. They are pretty much out of that.
Is O'Brien going to stay?
I don't know. You hear it both ways. I think he'd like to stay and go both. He wants to make some money. There's little talk about that fellow Hara. Do you know him, that congressman?
No. No,
I know. He's a pretty good fellow. He's abler, I think, than him. He wants to stay in the Congress.
I would be against a congressman or a senator.
I think so.
They just can't be there. They can't keep an appointment in the White House. Every time they make one, they got four roll calls right in between it, and they can't make a good record and do it.
They always worry about their own base if they have to choose between the state or the committee.
I think you ought to have somebody that had some experience. I wouldn't object to ex-congressman or ex-senator.
Yeah.
Somebody that are ex-cabinet officer, ex-sub-cabinet officer, ex-governor, ex-lieutenant governor or something. But I think they need the political experience, but I don't think that...
They need it from a full-time, too.
I think you got a senator. I've seen a little of that, and I don't think it works very well.
Uh-huh. I guess, yeah.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, sir. Thanks for calling.